What makes an absolute philosopher? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California. What makes an absolute philosopher? An absolute philosopher is a very special person. An absolute philosopher is a person that can dream, know that he is dreaming, and in knowing that he is dreaming, dream the magical, outstanding dreams that are just beyond any imagination. As our science fiction writers experience, as they dream based upon a little modicum of scientific information, as they dream beyond that modicum, beyond that little drop of information, and put it to its maximum test, its maximum expression, just reach out to its ultimate, then they are really doing something exciting in the science fiction writing system. Now, science fiction is more acceptable than many another thing. Through the history of mankind, man has written stories, has written fiction, has written stories about dreams, has written stories about magic and imagination, and the world has applauded it and said, oh, that's very interesting, that's very fascinating, that's very nice, I like that very much. And yet, in the back of their mind, they knew that it was not so. Our great magicians do these wonderful things for us, and as they do their magical tricks for us, we know that they're tricks, we know that they're not real, but hey, have you ever stopped to think perhaps they are real? That if we gave them our consideration as being real, they might demonstrate themselves like the science fiction writers demonstrate themselves in future years, that the very things they wrote about manifest? Because everything that is or will be was always there throughout eternity. And so whatever we can imagine in our consciousness, whatever we can dream in our consciousness, it already exists. And this we are finding out now in our scientific studies. This we are finding out now in the field of science and industry, in the field of mechanics, and in the field of many wonderful things. And who knows, the day of the magician being an unrealistic thing, somebody who has led your domain quicker than the eye, then it could very well demonstrate itself as a fact. Because every one of us would like to walk on water. Every one of us would like to fly without an airplane. Every one of us would like to thought travel and go places around the world and do things that are utterly unbelievable, like a mother lifting a car off a child. That's not so strange. It's not so strange. It is a truism. And it can be done in even more ways. Now, stop and think. Did the mother lift the car off the child? Yes, in several instances that are reported. Did the mother suffer tremendous back pain and tremendous muscle strain having done that? And the answer is no. Because it was done not as an act of lifting the car, it was done as an act of freeing the person who was under the car, freeing the person who was being threatened by the car. And you see, when our motivation, when our desire for doing something is different than what might be appearing on the surface, then that is what manifests those things in such wonderful profusion and such wonderful expression. Now, what makes an absolute philosopher? An absolute philosopher is a person who does not dream. He is a person who knows. He is a person who, from the very depth of his being, knows that what he is saying is true. from the very depth of his consciousness, he demonstrates the fact that these things are so. Now, it's not a matter that he wishes they were so, or he would like to have them be so, but they are so. Now, you and I have this same power within us that any magician has to be imaginative, that any science fiction writer has to put together facts and put together ideas. Any one of us, we can do that very easily. And we do it very often. And little children are the greatest perpetrators of this magical show, because they don't know that it can't be done. Whereas as we grow older, we say, well, it can't be done, I tried it, it can't be done. Not realizing that we didn't try it at all. All we did was thought about it and then released it. Now, a science fiction writer doesn't think about it and release it. A science fiction writer writes it down and works on it, develops the theme, develops the concept, develops the idea, and puts the people in there merely as supports to carrying out the idea, carrying out the theme. An absolute philosopher does the same thing. An absolute philosopher sees all is one in the universe. The consciousness of the absolute philosopher says all must be one, because it came out of the one, that's my concept, it came out of the one, and it experiences itself in the one. All is the one. All is that dynamic force, that dynamic expression, that dynamic beingness. All is the one. Now, if all is the one, then one must be the all. Why should it be, if one is the all, then one must be the all? Because it is a truism. It is something. A drop of water must have within it all that every drop of water anywhere on the in the universe has, or anywhere, and every drop of water is of the same constituents, although it may have other aspects of it, other pollutants in it, but that does not make the drop of water. The drop of water is sans pollutants. A drop of water is pure. A drop of water, you wouldn't say a piece of gold, and a piece of gold is the mixture of the gold. You wouldn't say the piece of gold has the metallic objects in it which give it malleability, which give it strength, which give it the ability to be on watches or to be wherever they want to put it. You wouldn't say that about any pure chemical or any pure element. The pure element is a pure element, and it will always be the pure element. And that is exactly what we are dealing with when we are dealing with the absolute. What makes an absolute philosopher? An absolute philosopher is a person that thinks in whatever dream comes through his mind, whatever attitude comes through his mind, whatever thought that he might ever contemplate, he knows that thought right now. The moment he thinks about it, that thought is real. And he knows that that thought was real before he even thought about it. Because he could not have thought that thought if it did not already exist. Since it already existed, then everyone has the capacity to think that thought if they choose to. If they choose to think the thought that the world is round, if they choose to think the thought that the world is flat, if they choose to think the thought that there is the world as we know it, this earth planet here, is immortal, eternal, goes on forever, or the absolute philosopher can choose to think that this world is temporary. It's a very temporary thing. And as time goes on, it will dissolve itself. And it dissolves itself into the absolute nothingness, the undifferentiated matter of the universe, and then perhaps, not perhaps, but then reforms itself at some other time into some other substance, into some other person, planet, place, or thing, or nothing. It doesn't have to transform itself into something. Nobody, nothing is making it do that. It's just a matter of its choice. And even the absolute nothingness has choices. How very interesting. How very powerful. What makes an absolute philosopher? An absolute philosopher is one who thinks, one who knows that what he thinks is true. That one who thinks and one who knows that what he thinks is a reality. That one, an absolute philosopher is one who knows that his thoughts are things right now. An absolute philosopher is a being that lives in the awareness that it is the allness of the universe right now. An absolute philosopher lives in the awareness that all is good and very good, or whatever the absolute philosopher thinks to think about whatever it thinks about. It's just a simple, easy, a fine and a wonderful point of view that never changes. The absolute philosopher is not principle itself. What is behind the absolute philosopher is principle. Absolute philosopher lives everything it does based on principle, and everyone else does too. And everyone else may or may not can call themselves an absolute philosopher, but they are, because everyone else is an expression of the infinite. Everyone else is an expression of the divine. Everyone else is an expression of the allness. Everyone else is the allness, is the divine, is the infinite. You see, there is no separation. And we separate merely for our own ability to understand it, but that doesn't make it separate. That doesn't make it apart from the original or from the allness. What makes an absolute philosopher? Well, there isn't anything that makes an absolute philosopher. An absolute philosopher is every thinking thinker and every thought thought and every experience experienced and every experienced revealed, which is the allness, the nothingness, the universality, and the finiteness. All are the absolute philosopher. So join the ranks, mentally, physically, and consciously, of just who and what you are, which is pretty, 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 pretty exciting and wonderful. Have a wonderful day, and travel with me in my journeys, because we come up with some very interesting things from time to time, don't we? Know always that I love you. I love you. I love you.